This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We are back here Thursday, February 27th on the Packaday Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Herman, today. Thanks so much for being here and making Packaday Radio part of your daily routine. Remember that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Andrew Wagner, Brewers beat reporter, is coming up at 9:40 a.m. And right now, we are being joined by the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can find him on social media at Sparky Radio. What most people don't know is that I am contractually obligated to bring Sparky on 3 times per year and talk amazing things about him. So we're going to get one of those done today. Sparky, how are you doing, my friend?
I got to say, you know, if you're a friend with somebody, sometimes you make sacrifices because you want to see what your friend likes and trying to understand, you know, more of where they're coming from. This morning, I was trying to understand my friend and your friend, Ty Windisch, a little bit more.
okay.
than I did previously, because I learned yesterday and had him on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wednesdays yesterday afternoon. We bring him on Eurostep podcast, talk about the Bucks. But yesterday morning, I realized that he is some gigantic competitive Pokemon player.
Really?
I did not understand. So today was the big launch of what's coming for Pokemon. So I literally sat and watched 11 minutes of Pokemon live streaming YouTube video this morning, trying to understand it a little bit more. And I don't. That was 11 minutes. I'm not going to get back. But I tried. I tried for Ty Witness to try to understand more.
What did you learn in those 11 minutes? Anything?
I got kind of excited because at the end there was like this cool stadium, like battle scene and all this stuff was going on. I was like, oh, this is pretty sweet. I'm not a Pokemon guy, but this looks pretty cool. And then, Andy, it comes up and it says, champions, still in development. What? Why are we showing me this if it's still in development? Show me this if it's being released tomorrow or released today, because today is like the 30-year anniversary, so it's a whole big deal for Pokemon players.
Yeah, see, I was just before sort of the Pokemon craze, so I was like, I was big into collecting sports cards, basketball cards, football cards, etc. Yep. And then like right after that, right as I kind of got to, you know, more middle school and high school, was when like the Pokemon craze took off a little bit more. And I was not a part of that. So I never got it. My kids like the cards. They don't ever play the actual game itself. They like collecting the cards and have a bunch of Pokemon cards, but they don't ever actually play the game. So I tried playing one time with them. I didn't get it. It was not a fun thing, but I know a lot of people absolutely love it. And that's awesome for Ty. Like that's cool that he's competing at that high of a level. I was not aware of that.
Yes. And then we were talking, and I was like, dude, why aren't you doing a podcast on Pokemon? He's like, oh, I guess I could be. He goes, I don't know anybody else that likes it like me. So there you go, Andy Herman.
Oh,
you have all
people,
these
yeah.
connections, all these people. Somebody has to like Pokemon as much as him.
You would think so. I know Wes Odkovitz, obviously Packers.com. I know he collects Pokemon cards. I don't know if he, again, plays the game or not, but at least there's somebody to talk to about it. But, yeah, I am not the right guy to be talking about it. But Sparky, you are the right guy to be talking about this Jair Alexander situation and all things that are going on with the Green Bay Packers. So let's start there. Jair Alexander is in all likelihood going to be traded. What did you make of the tweet that came out from Ian Rappaport yesterday and the situation that Green Bay finds themselves at the moment?
I don't think anybody was truly surprised about it.
Right.
You know, obviously, I don't want him traded. I want to play this out because I don't think you're going to replace him regardless of what you do with whatever draft pick you get in return at this point. I understand he hasn't been healthy for the last couple of years. I get it. And, you know, I've been speculating about this on the afternoon show. You know, to me, it almost feels like this all goes back to that Panthers game where he runs onto the field and he hasn't been healthy since.
Yeah.
But it was even before that, probably. So, I mean, when we talk about Jair, yes, you know, he could get cut, let's say, if nobody wants him. And then what happens if he ends up on an NFC North team? What happens if he ends up in Detroit and ends up having a Pro Bowl All-Pro type season? Then are all these Packer fans that want him traded, are they all going to say, yeah, well, the Packers made the right move. We know he's better than anybody we have, but they did the right move. Is everybody going to still be on this boat where everybody is currently if he goes out and has some great season for one of the Packers' competitors? That's what I would like to see if that actually occurs. Now, if he goes out and plays somewhere and plays two games and is hurt all year, then Packer fans will celebrate and say they were right. The other side of this is it could be very wrong.
It very much could be, and I'm glad you brought that up as well, because there's no exact scenario, and I think, unfortunately, we wish we had the benefit of hindsight and knew exactly what was going to happen, but we don't, right? Like, Green Bay has to make the decision based on what they think is going to happen and based on recent results. I mean, you've missed over half your game or half your games over the last 48. Half the games over the last, what was it? Sorry, I just had it up here. But either way, half the games over the last four seasons, like that is a significant amount of games to ultimately miss. And I think they have to take that into consideration when they're making this decision. But to your point, Sparky, that very much could come back to haunt them if he goes out and has an unbelievable all-pro season and they get a sixth or seventh round pick in return. And it was missing 34 of the last 68 games is what it was. But that has to obviously go into the part of the equation as well.
But Andy, you said sixth or seventh? There's no way I'm trading him for a sixth or a seventh. There's just absolutely no chance. And I understand everybody's like, well, there's no way you're getting anything more than that, Sparky, because of his contract or whatever else. But correct me if I'm wrong, and you would know, there's no guaranteed money attached to this dude for the next couple of years to whatever team he goes to, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's got to be a positive, I would think, from their perspective. Number one, if you're going to take a flyer on this guy and take a chance on him, that's the first thing. The other thing is, and I said this yesterday on the show, why not move him for a player? Why not move him for, I don't know, a guard, a depth piece for the offensive line? Why not move him for a depth piece at corner or a depth piece at defensive line, a big fat guy that can rotate in on the defensive line? Why are we all stuck in this scenario of, well, it has to be for a draft pick? It doesn't have to be for a draft pick. There's guys available all over the league right now. Adam Schefter every day has two or three more guys that are available for trade from their teams. Why not just trade them for another player that can be beneficial to you right away versus a sixth or seventh round draft pick that the odds are very, very high aren't going to work out for you?
It's a great question, and I want to answer it. We're being joined by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can find him on social media at Sparky Pfeiffer. So here's why you normally don't see those type of trades. You do see them from time to time, but in the NFL, it's a lot tougher. The first thing is there is a wide range of views of who's like what a value is for a player. We talked about in the first segment, Jason Wilde interviewed three different NFL executives, and they gave three wide-ranging responses as to what they think Jair Alexander will go for in a trade. And so like the first team has to agree upon what they think Jair is worth. And then there has to be a player on that team that Green Bay agrees exactly what they're worth as well. And that Green Bay is the team. So let's just say like the one that's popular out there is Devontae Adams for Jair Alexander. Like, could that make sense for both sides? Like you're going to cut both of them anyway. Certainly the Jets can use an influx of talent. You would think Sauce Gardner and Jair Alexander together in the same secondary would be fun. They're probably going to lose DJ Reed via free agency. Like, it makes potential sense for the Jets and their defense. They're going to get rid of Devontae anyway. Green Bay needs a wide receiver. He has the familiarity here. Could that work? Well, you have to, again, Green Bay has to be able to want that. They Devontae in the first place. They then have to renegotiate a contract with Devontae Adams, which is not going to be easy because he's going to probably not want to be, you know, playing super nice in the sandbox, especially if he was traded to Green Bay. And then, you know, obviously the Jets have to want Jair. They have to want the contract that goes along with it. Both players have to then pass physicals. So Jair has to pass his physical, just like we saw the Lakers trade for Mark Williams. Like, you have to have multiple players that are passing physicals in this scenario. And even if, like, you know, the Jets value Jair Alexander as like a sixth round pick and Green Bay values Devontae Adams as a sixth round pick, if some other team is offering the Jets a fourth round pick for Devontae and some other team is offering Green Bay a fifth round pick for Jair, well, then that, you know, it doesn't necessarily make sense for both sides. You're probably just better off doing it separately.
No. It still makes sense. It still makes sense for the Jets. You're getting Jair with 2 years left. You're going to get a fourth or fifth round pick. You don't know if that's going to work. You're going to Jair with 2 years left. This isn't Jair on an expiring deal where if he goes bust, you look like an idiot if he doesn't play well that first year or whatever. And Devontae Adams, forget Devontae Adams. Whatever. That is what it is. I think you're shooting for the moon there. But what if you take a guy like Harold Landry, the linebacker from the Titans that had, what, 9 sacks last year, whatever the case may be. I believe he's on the last year of his deal. He's in his 20s. He's not an old guy like Devontae Adams. Tennessee's in a rebuild mode to begin with. So if Jair goes off and plays really well this upcoming season, they can move him going into that next offseason for a better draft pick than whatever they could have gotten at this point for Landry or anybody else, or moved him for another player at that point and maintain some more assets coming back if Jair's coming off a healthy, really good season. That's the type of stuff I'm looking at, of Landry can come in and be some type of rotational player to kind of help on defense immediately. You know what you're getting. Jair then goes to Tennessee and has an opportunity to get his life back on track again and have a great bust-out year. Then potentially, you know, Tennessee has an opportunity to move him to get something back in return versus trading Landry for what? A fifth-round pick, a sixth-round pick, whatever Landry's going to go for in a trade? To me, that makes a lot more sense.
Maybe it ends up happening, but like, again, I think why these things are so hard is because I don't think Green Bay has any interest in taking on Harold Landry on $17.5 million a year for 2 years. He's more of a rotational piece. He's going to be 30 by the time the contract expires. Yep. He's more of a pass rush specialist. And I get you're saying Correct. It could be any player. It doesn't have to be Harold Landry, etc. And I don't think Tennessee has any interest in taking on Jair Alexander when they just took on L'Jarius Sneed this past year. They're not in a position to compete. So Jair doesn't probably make a ton of sense for them either. That's why don't see very many of these player for player trades, because valuing the player the same way and having two teams that make sense to actually make the swap is usually not what ends up happening. But I would not be against it, Sparky, if you were able to get a good player in return. I'm maybe more pessimistic here. I don't necessarily see it happening. We're once again being joined by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
You said a good player. I just want a rotational player, a veteran that can come in and play and be something certain that I know. I know what he looks like on film. I know what he brings to me. I plug and play. I get a sixth or seventh round draft pick. He may not even make it out of camp.
I would rather have a I have more faith in Goody taking a 6th or 7th round pick and turning it into a rotational play. Goody can find rotational players wherever he wants. Like, I don't need to take on some $17.5 million rotational player. I can go find a good player for $17.5 million or for some sort of big contract, and I can take the 6th or 7th round pick if I'm Goody, and I can turn it into a rotational player as well. Like, so to me, you're adding a double negative here. If you take on somebody like Harold Landry and take on that contract, A, you're taking, you know, salary cap space away where I could go spend it on a good player, and now I'm losing out on a potential draft pick that I would get in return for Jaire Alexander that I'm also going to turn into a four-year rotational player at minimum, because that's actually one of the things that Goody is best at, is taking those late round picks and turning them into rotational players. So that to me is why, again, these things are very difficult to work out from a contractual and just agreement standpoint when you're looking at trades.
But I want to win now. I'm not concerned in 3 years. A 6th or 7th round pick, I mean, there's a chance they're impactful immediately. Doubtful, but there's a chance, right? So in a couple of years, that player may work out. You're mad about the cap hit and what it's going to be and what he's going to do. And you're like, oh, he's a situational pass rusher. Well, last time I checked, they don't have any pass rushers per se. There's any type of consistency. I mean, Rashawn Gary does okay, fine, I guess. I don't think he had a great year, but fine, good enough. Lucas Van Ness, you're selling me promises that dude's going to figure it out. I'm not buying any of those. But because he's a draft pick, we're going to hold on and wait for him. I got somebody that I know can get to the quarterback. That's proven, that's done it in the National Football League. We're not going to agree on this. I'm just saying, it's two different perspectives, right? It's use a draft pick and develop him over 2 or 3 or 4 years and see what happens, and it doesn't cost me anything. We'll go the cheap route, or get a player and push in and try and win here the next couple of years.
And I just think you can have your cake and eat it too, and use that $17.5 million that you're going to take and actually spend it on a player in free agent that is going to impact you now. And I get to choose the one I want rather than having to be forced for a player that's on the team that I'm trading Jaire to. Plus, I get to keep a draft pick in that situation as well and get a future rotational player out of it. So that's where I'm coming from. But I totally get your take on it as well. Again, we're being joined by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily at Sparky Radio. All right, before we get you out of here, Sparky, we've got the most important question for you. You are in favor of a golden kickoff rule, and I am dying to hear what your golden kickoff rule idea is as the NFL looks to potentially change the kickoff rules.
So if you remember, Andy Herman and I got into this whole big thing back when we were doing Toy Drive, the beginning of December, about the golden at-bat rule that was kind of thrown out there by Rob Manfred in conversation, about a player being able to be used at any point at any time in the game, regardless of where you are in the lineup or whatever. So the Brewers have a big situation in the 9th inning, and it's Sal Frelick's turn. They can have Jackson Churiel go up and take his golden at-bat at that moment in time. You can only use it once in a game, but you can do it at any point. Fine. Andy was completely against it. I was completely for it. Okay. So now we have these stupid kickoff rules that we want to change. Well, we're going to take the ball out of the 35. Oh, we're going to move the kickoff back 5 yards. We want to do this. We want to do that. How about this? You want to add strategy, and you want to add drama and all of that. Why not just have the golden kickoff rule? The golden kickoff rule is you can use it one time a game. You don't actually have to kick off the ball, but the opposing team starts from its own 5-yard line, and you can play it one time a game whenever you'd like.
Oh, man. That's very gimmicky, Sparky. I feel the same about the golden at-bat rule.
But when
Yes, very, very similar. To XFL for me. Like, I guess, what's the advantage of, why a team would get to do that? And also, the other issue here is, the mathematical, what you'd have to do is your first kickoff, you'd basically want to put them at the 5 because you're not guaranteed to kick off the remainder of the game. So you could not score the remainder of the game and never get to use it ever again. So there'd obviously be some strategy in that as well. But I think I would just have the team start every time I kicked off, the very first time, start at the 5. We're going to start you right there, and I'm going to get the ball back in good field position. But I don't know. It's an interesting take.
I would wait till later in the game, or, you're down a score and they get the ball back coming out of halftime. Then maybe you use it right there to pin them back to make sure you're not down 2 scores after that first drive. Or you wait till later in the game, say the 4th quarter. And it's a tie game, or you just tie the game, then you can drop it right there, put them at their 5 with 55 seconds left or something like that. I mean, I just think it would add more strategy then and more drama than moving the ball 5 yards back or giving the ball the 35. I mean, none of that impacts fans at all. Nobody cares about it one way or the other. Do what you want to do. But if you do something like this, then there is strategy. Then there is, analyzing of game management by the coach, which it already is, but this just adds a whole new element to it.
I'm intrigued. I'm interested. I think it's a wild take, Sparky, but that's, of course, what you are best at, and I absolutely love every second of it. I know you got to get out of here. What's coming up on Wisconsin Sports Daily today?
We check in with Ryan Fowler from the Draft Network. He's down in Indianapolis at the Combine. So we will talk with him coming up today at 3:20. I've been efforting since yesterday, and hopefully we'll make this work to get Dan Plesac on from the MLB Network, former Brewers closer, at some point this afternoon. So hopefully we'll be able to close that one as well. So that's what's coming up this afternoon. Should be a lot of fun. Plus, the Brewers play this afternoon on FanDuel Sports Network. At the same time, I'm on the radio at 2 o'clock, so we'll probably be talking about whatever is going on the TV at the same point.
It's going to be perfect. Have the TV on with some Brewers baseball and have Sparky on in the background. What more could you possibly want in life? Sparky, you're the best. We'll talk to you soon and enjoy the rest of your day, my friend, all right?
I'll have to go try and figure out more about this whole Pokemon thing. All right.
Go figure it out. It's going to take some time, so yeah, get after it.
See you guys.
That is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Follow him at Sparky Radio. He's the absolute best. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phones and text. So get those phone calls and text into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text line. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.